Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
It's the Nedbank Cup final tomorrow. It's going to be played at the Royal Bafokeng Stadium, and it's going to be Mamelodi Sundowns taking on Marumo Gallants, who are the defending champions. Masebe Qina is the journalist with Sokala Duma, joins me on the line now. Masebe, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa, and morning to your listeners.
Do you think Marumo Gallants will have it in them to do the unthinkable once again, which is to, one, retain the Nedbank Cup, but also beat Mamelodi Sundowns in the process?
Football is a very, very funny game, that I know for sure. You can never really know what's going to happen, but what I can tell you and the listeners is that we are going to see a very entertaining game between these two teams. Mamelodi Sundowns looking to complete a treble this season after they won the M10 8 and the league, and the Marumo Gallants on the other side will want to win the trophy. Looking at the result, at the two teams and their form this season, I don't think Marumo Gallants will be able to beat Sundowns. They will prove to be too strong for them.
Because they are a team that I knew very little about, I must admit, until they picked up the Nedbank Cup last year. And I've sort of paid attention to them a little bit, I suppose, this season. Yeah. They don't really have star power in terms of footballing talent. So their success has to be what's happening in the management room, right? How the coaches deploy their players to do whatever they, you know, the coach wants them to do. So it must be tactic that is making them win cup competitions like this.
Yeah, exactly. You are spot on. If you look at the teams, you will notice that they've got an experienced coach in Dan Malesela, who has done very well so far in his coaching career, especially in this competition, Nedbank Cup. This is a trophy that he loves. He seems to do really well whenever he is involved in. Remember that previously, when he was still a coach of TS Galaxy, when they were still playing in the second tier, that is the Glad Africa Championship. He led them to success. When they beat Kaizer Chiefs, who used to be known as Cup Kings of South African football. So, that's where they get to do things right. In terms of the players, yes, correct. There are a few of them, two or three, who have really stood out for them, like Philip Ndlondlo Philip Ndlondlo and the Ivorian Dion. So, yeah, that's what they get to do very well. But comparing them to Sundowns, and you must know that, you must remember that last season, when they were still known as TDM, they are the team that knocked Sundowns out of the very same competition in the semifinals. So Sundowns will be going for revenge.
So kickoff is at 6 o'clock tomorrow. You anticipate that the goal difference is going to go in the favor of Sundowns, hey?
I think so. Sundowns, a team that really does well in this kind of occasions. I mean, having already won two trophies this season, and after their disappointment in the CAF Champions League, they will want to do well in this one so that they can complete a treble.
All right, Masebe, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Good luck to both teams. Mamelodi Sundowns taking on Marumo Gallants at the Nedbank Cup final. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and the match will come to you live from Royal Bafokeng Stadium.